How good was the saves from Nick Polk today? Three outstanding.
Yeah, really, really good. I mean, to be honest, I was more impressed with the nitty gritty things. He took a couple of crosses. He came out and punched one, and you dealt with moments when the box is full. You know, I think he can make a save. We know that, but his positioning first half. You know, the simple stuff is sometimes stuff we notice as managers. The number of times they tried to throw one behind, he was in a good high position to go and collect that, deal with it. And then when he did need to make a save, he did make them.
Goodmanson again for the second time this week has provided the assist for the goal. When it's curling in from the angle you've got on the touchline, you seem to be heading it in yourself there.
Well, it's a fantastic ball. What a header. No, it was a brilliant cross, but they're still difficult, you know, because he can put a great cross in, we know that, but the power to get the power side from kind of 12 yards, I think it's virtually literally on the penalty spot, to get it that powerful and into the corner is a fantastic goal. And I thought him and Barnsley, Vokesy and Barnsley, that is coming on, were tremendous. You know, they definitely had an effect on the game. You could literally see it. So I was pleased from my staff because, you know, we try and process as quickly as we can the information that we're looking at, you know, from what we're thinking about the game. And they were definite to take Woody off, who worked ever so hard, but obviously he's had a hamstring. Take Jeff off, who's worked hard again, and you know, affect the game in a different way. So I was very, very pleased with
and
that.
And the commitment levels from everybody, even those who've got massive international games this week, you know, they weren't holding back, were they at all?
No, but one thing they've learned, you have to be that committed to come and win in places like this. They're a good side. They've got a very technical side. They know how the Premier League operates, which we're continuing to learn. You have to be at that level. You have to be committed to the cause, because we, for one second, don't think that we're, you know, a marvellous side who can just roll around this division. I've said that for a couple of years. You know, we have to earn the right for everything we get, and we did that again today.
And a final one, back to your goalkeeper again. He's giving you a real dilemma when Tom Heaton's fit and available.
Well,
you've got a choice to make between those
two. No,
what he's doing,
he's just growing and maturing in the game, and that's what it takes. You've got to be out there sometimes playing. Now, the great thing here, I've told him for the last year or so, I said, you are getting better. I can see it in training. I can see it by the way you're going about your business. And of course, when he's got his chance, he's shown that. I've said it a few times because he's the most obvious. I'm convinced of it without getting out there and playing. Charlie Taylor is moving forward. I can see it every day. And I mention him because he's probably the only one. He's in the squad.
He's in the squad, but not on the team.
No, and he's having to wait his chance because Ward is doing so well, of course. But he's ready. If anything happened, I'm telling you, he goes straight in. Not a thought in my mind. His professionalism has been outstanding. The point is, the moral to the story is, Popey was like that last year. He had to sit tight. He had to wait. He had to continue to push himself and work hard. His own professionalism and what we give them to you know, continue them developing. I think Charlie's doing that now. I think there's a really good group who are demanding at the moment.